Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
Yesterday, Singapore reported that the advanced third quarter GDP figures came out at 6.5% of growth. But perhaps more surprising was the MAS's decision to slightly tighten the policy settings around the Singapore dollar to try and head off some of these inflationary pressures. And of course, that gave a significant boost actually to the Sing dollar over the last couple of sessions. But what might this actually mean for the currency moving forward? Today, we're going to take a deeper look at what drives the Singapore dollar and what the outlook for it might be. Joining us today on Forex Fridays is Mr. Philip Wee, who's a senior currency economist at DBS, to help us understand what the MAS's recent decision will mean for the local currency. Mr. Wee, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday.
Thank you, JP. Good to be back.
All right. And we have to talk about the MAS decision, of course, to tighten those policy settings. And actually, many of your peers were caught unawares or perhaps a bit surprised by that fairly or slightly hawkish mood. Tell us, Mr. Wee, were you one of those that perhaps was a little bit surprised by the decision?
Well, according to a Bloomberg survey, DBS was the only bank that called for MAS to start normalizing Sing policy.
Mm.
Our Singapore economist, Vincia, he first thought about it in July. So in September, we decided to formalize the call in one of his reports. I made the call for the slight increase in the slope. As the FX strategist at this bank, I carried the flag to the finish. Okay, it was quite tough, you know, because it was our consensus call. And DBS is the leading bank in Singapore. But, you know, we felt that the markets were too fixated with rising infections and didn't pay enough attention to rising inflation. So to reinstate that call, I coined the phrase, although Singapore is learning to live with COVID, there's no reason to do the same with inflation.
Ah.
So, yeah. So I think what's important was that we put our faith in the government's confidence in the economy, for it to continue growing in the second half of the year after they upgraded this year's growth forecast to 6-7% from 4-6%. That same optimism was also evident in yesterday's policy statement. Although growth is expected to be slower next year, but MAS do expect it to stay above trend. This will help absorb the labor slack and close the negative upward gap. So if this plays out, you know, we cannot totally rule out another tightening next year.
Mm, and I guess sometimes going against the grain does pay off. Congratulations, I guess, on calling it right. But let's talk about the exact move and what it means for the Singapore dollar. They're expected to strengthen, and we have seen it actually gain ground against the greenback thanks to that policy tweak. But this very specific tweak is that they raised the slope of the nominal effective exchange rate. Help us understand, Philip, how does the raising of the slope happen, and how does that lead to a boost for the local currency?
Okay, regarding the policy decision, you can only be 100% sure about a stronger Sing near policy band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so according to our model, our estimate is that the new appreciation pace should be about 0.5% a year, exactly like April 2018, when they also ended the zero appreciation policy. I think for the market, you know, because it was our consensus outcome, that's why the reaction was quite knee-jerk. They took the dollar Sing below 135 yesterday. It's still there, but that has to do a lot with the fact that dollar has been a bit tad soft this week from, you know, risk appetite holding up and also from position adjustments. The dollar index just hit a New Year's high on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You know, humorous, Philip, though, because we do know that the MAS has three particular levers they can pull on. On one, they did do that for the raising of the slope of the nominal effective exchange rate, but they also left the midpoint and the width of the policy band unchanged. If theoretically they decided to tweak those three settings altogether, how much stronger could that have actually seen the Sing dollar pick up?
I don't see any changes to the width of the band. Mm-hmm. I think we had a bad experience with currency volatility when the weak dollar, with the weak dollar in 2011. By my estimate, let's say if they recenter, it'll probably be another, half a percent. So that basically would take us, take back that downward recentering during the COVID outbreak in March last year. So back then, MAS also ended that appreciation policy and went neutral. So yesterday's decision only took back one of these two moves. So in that sense, it's not unreasonable to say that we are only halfway through the normalization process and that policy is still accommodative for the recovery.
So this is just part one in perhaps a gradual tightening of the policy, you think?
Yes, it all depends very much on how growth and inflation, you know, is going to play out. But for sure, right now, inflation is rearing its ugly head around the world.
All right. We're listening to Philip Wee, senior currency economist at DBS here on Forex Fridays. Now, we are seeing that the Sing dollar is still looking fairly strong, especially over the last 3 days. It's currently trading at one spot, 34.84 against the U.S. dollar. Philip, given the move and perhaps the tightening path, at least for the MAS, is the Sing dollar then one of the currencies that traders can go long on? And if so, I do want to ask you, what would you pair the Sing dollar against if you were to go long on it?
Well, if I want to go long on the Sing, it won't be against the U.S. dollar.
All right. Then, there are a lot of currencies to choose out there, of course. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so dollar Sing is a price taker, so it's highly correlated with the dollar index known as the DXY. The dollar is likely to be stronger when the Fed taper in November or December. So what I think is that when that happens, renminbi may start to depreciate as a laggard. So buying, you know, Sing against renminbi may not be a bad idea. Okay, the other one to watch is really the yen. You know, so yen is been exceptionally weak this year, and that has a lot to do with the fact that Japan has returned to deflation, headed for elections, and we may have expensive monetary and fiscal policies again. So you know, so that would allow dollar yen to. We are looking for it to maybe test above 115 into a higher 115, 120 range. So, you know, so that will be good for the Sing against the yen.
What about the Australian dollar? It's one of those currency pairs that everybody watches out for. Is that something that might be worth considering if people are betting on potential strength for the Sing dollar, especially given everybody watches for the parity level or potential parity level between these two currencies?
Well, I'm quite happy to say that when we book parity, above parity, I think around 105, I wasn't chasing the level. So we've come back down. So the bottom is around 97 cents in August. And since then, we've been in this tight 98 to parity range. In the past, you know, Aussie is considered the poster child of the global recovery. So I'm not too sure about, you know, this role anymore. RBA is just very adamant, you know, in being late in hiking rates, so and staying behind the Fed. And Asia is largest export market and has been handicapped by Delta as well. So, and I think looking at, you know, the way things are, it's going to take some time for Australia and Asia, you know, to live with COVID, reopen economies and borders, you know, with vaccinations and boosters. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't expect the kind of post-global recession kind of recovery. So I think so far, I prefer to stay cautious.
All right. Philip Wee, senior currency economist for DBS, thank you so much for joining us today on Forex Fridays to share with us and helping us do a deep dive into what might be driving the Singapore dollar after the MAS's recent decision and sharing with us your outlook on how the local currency might perform against a certain set of currencies moving forward. As always, Mr. Wee, I always wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very uncertain times. And we look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe, sir, and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you, JP. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.